Census 1234 invites you to get this with Tony Martin and Pete Smith.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another week of it right around the nation. It's me, Tony Martin. It's that bloke, Ed Gavely.
Yeah, good morning, Tone.
And around, if you could, for Pete Smith. There he is.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, sir. Not too much. I get headaches.
Oh, I hear that. Thank you. Now, listen, Pete, it's just so great to have you back in the cans, in the headphones. Were you there at the Logies last night?
I was as close as the local television set.
Is that right? You don't even get invited now.
Well, look, Australia Post is very unreliable. Surely you must know that. I'm not talking about this year's. I'm talking about 2003. That didn't arrive either.
And last time I spoke to you about the Logies, they had you sitting out in the corridor.
Yes, well, I mean, I always worked on the Logies. I always did the warm-ups and stuff, and then before they discovered, you know, luminaries like Joan Rivers.
Oh, yeah, she was. Well, she gave the event a much-needed cattle prod.
She was so good.
What did you think?
I was so happy when she came out, but maybe we'll talk about it later.
We'll get to the Logies and all the swearing later in the show, but we have some business to take care of because we have a new bloke in the driver's
seat.
Yes,
we do.
Richard Marsland is attempting to panel. The bear is looking over his shoulder. He's looking doubtful. Give yourself a round of applause, Richard. This will be a test for you.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Not yet.
Where is it?
Oh, yes.
He's found the applause.
Not bad. So far, so good.
Thank you, Tony. It's very nice to be here. Cheers.
Do you have a nickname, Richard?
I've got several. I've had a few floating around for years. Jizmop was one.
Okay. I think that's already used. Yeah. I don't think we can use that. I think somebody in karting has that taken.
Possibly. And that's about it. Yeah, Ricardo. There we go. Mars bar.
I don't get Ricardo.
Pete Smith is looking appalled, but then he often does. He's been working with us for close to 20 years.
I'm an old St Kilda boy, and look what they have done to the joint.
We won't bother with that nickname. We actually, this is one of the few shows where we allow people the dignity of their actual name.
It's weird.
It's out of step. Pete, something happened recently, and it passed without notice in the press. Some music, if you would, Mr. Marsland. Do you not do voiceovers on Channel 9 anymore?
No, they're all done from Sydney.
Well, what's going on there? What was the last one?
Well, that's what networking's all about.
Yeah.
They have it all from one central place. And I'm just there, you know, for special pieces.
Oh, right.
Special announcements.
Because, I mean, I noticed they were whittling your role down, you know, year by year. And then you were pretty much only doing the voice, I guess, in Melbourne over the end credits of the Sunday night movie. And you'd hear a bit of stand by for silk stockings. Or my favourite was always surprise, surprise. How you managed to go one up from the first surprise to the second surprise.
You lull people in with the first one.
That takes 50 years to learn that, you know. 50 years. And it got down to the point where only credits, you know, like Ben Hur that ran 10 minutes.
Right.
We could get a local announcement on. No, it's all from Sydney now. And that's fine. It's all sort of nationalised.
Sure. But do you remember what your final voiceover was?
No.
All right.
I know my favourite was always the commish. And when they axed the commish, it was a sad day for voiceover fans everywhere.
My favourite was just Pete Smith speaking. Yeah. I used to love that.
Yeah, I still get requests for that. Would you like one now?
Yeah, give it, why not?
Pete Smith speaking.
There you go. People have taped that at home. They can just put that on their answering machine messages. Well, I think that's a sad day, but you're still there at the... How long have you been in Channel 9 now?
44 years.
44 years? Are you the longest-serving employee?
Yes, as far as I know, yes. The longest one that's still moving.
Right.
There's a couple of desks, but they don't move.
See?
Hey, did you start as voiceover guy then?
Yes, I did. I started... there were 9 full-time announcers. There, you talk about, you know, on a television station, there were 9 full-time announcers.
Wow. And what was your brief when you first started? Which ones did you do?
Well, I just did the bits and pieces, the warm-ups for IMT, like we all did, you know. Bert was on the announcers roster then too.
He
was the chief announcer.
Oh.
Never replaced, I might add, even though he left Channel 10.
Ah.
No, he was never replaced.
So there was no chief announcer?
No, I just sort of... filled in for 25 years.
Wow. And how long were you in that booth? I mean, they talk about those miners trapped below the ground in their 1-foot by 2-foot steel cage.
Yeah, similar.
But man, 21 years in the sale of the century voiceover booth.
Yes, it was.
No one drilling through rock to get you out of there,
while
buddy.
Tony Barb was comparing, I was too frightened to come out.
Do you see much of Tony Barber these days?
I don't see much of him at all, no. Occasionally when I'm walking the dog in the park there, I notice he walks the dog down there in a local park, not too far from the studios, but... No, I keep away. I'm frightened of dogs.
Yeah.
I've got a story if we've just got... I know we're already running over, but once, me and my wife, we walk the dog at a local park and we're lazy. So what we do is we play hide and seek. She'll go and stand on the other side of the park, hide behind a tree.
Not bad.
I'll stand behind one tree We just send the dog back and forth.
Not bad.
You don't have to do any work yourself.
Yeah, beautiful.
So one day we're doing this, I'm hiding behind a tree, dog's gone over the other side of the park, and I see Tony Barber... and his wife coming around the path of the park.
With a dog or just...
No, just in matching jogging suits.
Oh, yeah.
Looking a tad John Howard. And I'm behind a tree. So I go, hang on, this looks bad. It looks like I'm hiding from Tony Barber.
Yeah.
Do I just step out and say hello? And then I've opted...
Take his wallet.
Then I've opted for the stupid option, I'll stay behind the tree and I'll move around the tree in sync with them walking... And I'm trying to do that, and they say, Tony, what are you doing behind that tree? And I come out from under the tree and go, I'm just waiting for my dog. What dog? It's on the other side of the park. It's finding my wife. She's behind another tree. Really? Where is she? She's behind the tree over there. And it was just your classic. You waited for the Larry David music to come in. But anyway, I know you spent many years hiding from Tony Barber in the corridors, Pete.
Oh, yes, occasionally. Yeah, occasionally there was a... Head on.
Hey, I've got that sort of Logies TV morning of mornings feel.
Yeah, I love the way you slipped it in there. You segued beautifully.
You've got to stick around or stick us if you want. You can do what you want, Pete.
I want to do it all.
We're going to get you to say every word in the dictionary before the hour is up. Mr. Marsden, here's a test for you. Give us a song at Get This. Oh, thank you very much, Cheap Trick. Here at Get This on Triple M right around the nation. It's me, Tony Martin. It is here. Pete Smith.
Has that got a red bullet, that number you just played?
What does that mean?
Number one with a bullet?
You haven't heard that expression, Tony?
No, I haven't. But you
neither
used,
have I for
what,
years.
You were the host of what, Fancy Free? Was that a show you used to host on the ABC?
Yeah,
what
was that? Was the first variety show I hosted on the ABC. There were 6 episodes of that. Yeah, it was national once they got the film transported around by aeroplane.
I'll bet.
Mm.
Forgive my ignorance, but what was that?
It was just a little variety show with a dance band, and that was really a dance band in those days, not a rock band. Mm. I don't think rock had been invented.
It probably had, but...
Well, maybe, but...
It was still, it was still the natural seven at the ABC, I think, in those days.
And I got to tell you, people were watching, it was people were watching test patterns, let's face it.
Sure. They were great test patterns.
Yeah, such a novelty.
There's no denying it. And, you used to do... What was that?
Sports View Hit Parade I used to do, where they used to pull the race results down while the records were running. They'd show race results and all that sort of stuff.
Race
and
results was set to music?
Yeah, well, the race results were on a crawl, crawl pulled down in front of the camera, and it was typed on lavatory paper. It was quite a skill for the typist to typist without getting type without getting into the perforations.
Not bad.
No, it really was. Well, they had to use paper that wasn't shiny, back into the camera.
And was there a lot of smoking on television in those days?
Yes, it certainly was. Everybody had a fag in their mouth.
You showed me a clip once of a game show.
Oh, yes.
Where the prize
was... Sale of a Century. In the Sale of a Century days, when they have the three of them on camera and they're going for the Who Am I? And they're all concentrating. The camera pans from one to the other and then back from one to the other, and it goes on and on and on. And there's blokes with fags in their mouth, hanging out their mouth going, oh, could that be royal? Oh,
who do you reckon that is?
Yeah, absolutely.
And now they have to run out the front of the studio during the ad break. But what, there was a show you showed me once where the prizes on the game show were cartons of cigarillos. Oh,
absolutely. That was the consolation prize at the end of the show, The end of the show. Like Bert's Family Feud, you'd get a trip to Sydney or something, a major prize. The consolation for the family who lost would be, three cartons of Peter Stuyvesant's.
Those were the days. So you could smoke on TV, but you weren't allowed to swear on TV.
Oh, no swearing, no. I think I did hear an abbreviated form of the word fertiliser once, but the guy was dismissed.
Oh, that's right, you could be completely dismissed. And we've had our own controversy over the weekend here at Triple M. I think Sam Newman's been given the boot from our Melbourne office for about the 7th time this year calling someone an F-wit. I'm assuming that's been abbreviated in the newspapers. But listen to this. The station manager, bloke who runs this joint, has been asked if Newman's position was in jeopardy. And note this down, Ed.
Oh, yeah.
He says, at this stage, any person on air, their careers are in jeopardy depending on how they conduct themselves. So you just...
Oh, no.
And you've got to listen to what that bloke says because he is a friend of the show.
Oh, no.
And anything can happen.
I'm like, Pete's nodding at me. Am I treading a thin line, Pete?
You keep your filthy mouth to yourself.
You are on notice.
I can't.
You are on notice. And in other swearing news...
Oh, yes.
Haven't you been interested to know what Shelley Kovco, who was Jake Kovco's widow, yes, said to the PM, yeah, which he called him up at 11 o'clock and woke him up.
Great.
What, have they got a transcript they've got a, of what he said?
Just a little bit of a snippet in the paper. She's obviously been interviewed about it, and she says, John Howard said to her on the phone, I understand how you feel. She said, you have no effing idea how I feel.
Hey.
And this is the part I like. I told him to F his wheat crisis and get my husband home. You can F your wheat crisis.
Gee whiz.
Isn't that just, what a country where you can just call up the PM and tell him to F his wheat crisis. Yeah, that's what
that's
makes...
That's democracy
that
right there.
That is democracy in it action is. Right there. More swearing. Big Brother is, although it claims to be going to air live.
Yeah.
I mean, how fast are they on the beeps? How does that work?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
There you go.
There was so much swearing on. Everyone was getting into it. Have a listen to this last night.
It's time to go, Tilly.
Okay. I think the beeps start almost immediately. Someone's been.
Happy, nope. Happy. Oh. Yes, that's it.
Not very happy. Being, but hang on, listen to this.
Oh, Tilly, so
you have been evicted. You have 10 seconds to leave the house. Tilly, you have been evicted.
Yeah, Tilly.
Leave the house now. Tilly, it's time to leave the house.
And we'll be back with more swearing in a few moments. I'll get this. It's the Veronicas here at Get This on Triple M. Pete Smith is with us.
How many of them are there?
Oh, they're down to two. There was about 15 Veronicas, and then the IR laws came in and they lost a few.
Yep.
Unfairly dismissed. Pete, how long have we been misusing your services?
I don't know, probably 10, 15 years, I suppose, now.
I think so. Was it? We were at Channel 9, Ed, back when you would have been in kindergarten, and we needed somebody to do a phony breakdown announcement for one of the ill-fated pilots for The Late Show.
We apologise for this break.
Yeah.
We have compassion in our voice, but we're really not here at all. I take this 15 years ago.
And so we sent him up to whoever does him, and of course it was Pete.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I mean, it got to a point with Martin Malloy where me and Mick just couldn't think of anything more for you to do. We had you doing obscene Jim Morrison poetry on air. That was when I just went, that's it. We can't top that. What are we going to do now? We had you going down a water slide on TV.
That really made the bow tie twirl. All that Jim Morrison stuff, I tell you.
You were involved in some bogus sex videos that we tried to slip onto the internet.
With a dwarf.
With a dwarf.
As I recall.
Gee. That was obviously put a lot of work into nutting that one out. Let's get a dwarf in there with Pete.
There you go.
But, hey, we've been talking about swearing. We've been talking about the Logies. And, Ed, your observations.
Joan Rivers is the greatest person to ever be on Australian television ever.
How good was she?
Oh, man.
Just like someone coming out and putting the stats onto the broadcast.
There it was, just, you know, trailing off.
And she
it,
put the guy from Mod Squad in the shade.
Well, this, what I love is that they managed to beep her first F.
Yeah.
But then they've just obviously gone, oh, just let her go. Oh, and then it went out.
And Richard Wilkins is trying to get her back onto the auto cue. And he put his hand on her back. And said, get your hands off me. And then she threw her Logie away. And then they cut to Eddie Maguire. Everyone was laughing.
Uh-huh.
And they cut to Eddie Maguire just for a second.
Uh-huh.
And that was the best moment for me. Just to see Eddie that unhappy.
Oh, look. I just love, yeah, that Richard Wilkins tried to get her back onto the auto queue where he lives.
That's what, and that was the thing. Richard Wilkins is, you know, perfectly hair, you know, manicured auto queue world just coming crashing down around him. It was just, it was so wonderful.
You know something, though? In 50 years, they'll still be playing that clip.
I know, yeah.
That's right.
It's got a place in, you know, perpetuity.
I've got a clip here just to show you how boring some of the auto queue work got.
Now, Australia is a country blessed with an astounding pool of talent that we continually draw from and more often than we'd like export. Identifying true talent is a complicated process. Sometimes it's the production companies or the networks that find them, but it is you, the viewing audience, that brands them as future stars, a task that you've accomplished with both accuracy and perception for the past 27 years. And it is my privilege to have been included in the roll call of performers that have
they
received
just
the
most started talking amongst new themselves. There you go. Hey, here's another one of my favourite moments from the Logies.
Fast Forward and Full Frontal were on for 10 years and won 11 Logies for the cast and crew. Please join us in thanking the show's creator and Gold Logie winner, Steve Vizard.
Oh, what a heartwarming moment at the Logies. Pete, yeah, I wish you had been doing voiceovers last night because you would have got to say, and I'm not even sure if I can say this name. Oh, in fact, here's what happened when somebody else tried to say it.
The nominations for the most popular actress are Natalie Bassingthwart. Bassingthwaite.
Can you say that surname, Pete?
Natalie Bassingthwaite, isn't it? But that's just a fluke. I normally bugger it up.
I'd like to see a show called Bassingthwaite of the Century.
Well, the only trouble with that girl is she really, we haven't got enough globes for the marquee. That'd be the problem, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. I just love how that the American actor didn't even bother to read the names before he got out there.
Like, no.
I'll wing it. Don't worry about that. It's not a name in the world I can't pronounce. Let's have a crack.
There's too much to do. Daryl Summers tried to jump out of the bushes at Tom Gleisner, as it were, and because, of course, Thank God You're Here is an improvised show.
Oh, no, don't.
So Daryl has sort of ambushed Tom and just started, you know, throwing questions at him. Have a listen to this.
And her father used to play in jazz nightclubs.
Pink. He's
and
talking about
a couple
Pink.
Of years ago, we know that she won.
She won a Grammy.
Actually, you're factual. I thought you'd say she won a chalk raffle or something, but you're very good, Tom. Well done. Tom Gleisner, thank God you're here.
That's what I like to call an Alan Partridge moment.
It's so great.
If you know Alan Partridge.
Yeah, I thought she would have had a bit of a gag there. Gave it to you on a plate, but no, fair enough. Fine, we'll move on.
That was so great. Tom just answered because he knew the answers.
So he just serious answers about Pink.
Great.
What else was going on? Do you sit at home and watch? I mean, sorry, Pete, I know you should really be there, but do you watch it at home or?
Yeah, I watched right to the end, too, right, yeah.
Wow.
I watched right through to the John Wood moment of, passion.
Do you flip around, though? Do you, see what's on the other channels at the same time?
No, we didn't move off 9 all night.
Because it doesn't matter. We've got the Foxtel and it doesn't matter how big something is.
Yeah. Oh, you go, do you?
Always you'll find Bill Collins on whatever damn channel he's on, still talking about movies you've never heard of. Listen to this.
And as mentioned to you earlier, this was shot in the Grand Teton area of Wyoming, not far from where a lot of Shane was made. I hope you'll enjoy Jubal.
What? Now, even I haven't heard of a film called
Jubal.
Oh, yeah, Joan Crawford, I think. Was it?
I think so. No, I've no idea. Yeah. I was sitting there asking my wife, have we seen
Jubal?
I don't know. I must pop down to the video shop and see if they've got
Jubal.
What was that they reckon Richard Gere had up his ass?
Jubal.
Sorry. Oh, that was alleged. I should have put the word alleged in. Bloke who sacked Sam Newman will be calling up
there
in a moment.
Goes.
Hey, I don't think we're finished. I think we've got to talk about great Logie moments from the past, some of which you were involved in, Pete. And then we're going to get the listeners to jump in the pool
with us.
That'll be next on Get This.
Get This.
They can't mind their own business. They're petty. They're stalking us.
For Census 1234 on Triple M.
Ed's Get This on Triple M. If there are any words that you would like to hear Pete Smith enunciate, give us a call on 133353. That's REM Orange Crush.
Triple M.
At Triple M, get this. Pete Smith's joining in on the Triple M.
That was
M's.
Great.
Yeah.
That was great.
Someone once told me that there was four blokes. I think Lee Simon was one of them. It was the four original announcers on Triple M, all whispering at the same time, Triple M.
Oh, really?
Apparently.
It's my favourite sting.
Really? Of all
this. Yeah. I think so.
Well, we've had people calling up. Pete Smith is our co-host this morning, and these are the words that our audience want you to pronounce. Just give us the top one, if you would, Pete.
Penultimate.
The next one, I think, is the president of Indonesia.
Oh, yes, that would be Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono.
Yudhoyono. That's right, man. Yudhoyono. No, Yudhoyono.
Yudhoyono.
Who's and on first?
By far the most popular word, and really give this a big belt if you could, Pete.
Nickelback.
Oh, more applause than the Logies. And I think that's a cue to hear a certain sound effect. Thank you, Mr. Marsland, the latest person to be doing Ed's job for him.
What?
Ed's original job was panelling the show, but he's so busy, well, saying things on air and contributing to the show, Ed, do you think?
So people can kick on even in this day and age.
Absolutely. It is. I'm living proof that incompetence...
They can be plucked to stardom.
He's falling upwards here at Get This. But, yeah, let's talk about great Logie moments from the past. And, you know, we had a great Logie moment years ago when The Late Show somehow managed to
win. What?
The Late Show is an old obscure cult TV program from the early 90s. But we were nominated in a couple of categories and we were up against shows that people actually watched.
Like
Hey Hey It's Saturday.
I didn't watch that.
And Fast Forward. Mm-hmm. And they were sort of much more popular. So we're going, there's no way we're going to win. Mm. And so they said, do you want to come along? And we'd been slagging the Logies for years on our radio show. So we went, it's going to look a bit dodgy if we show up and get all sucky. So what we did, no offence, Pete, but what we did is we got you. We said if we do, by some vague chance, happen to win, we'll get Pete Smith to go up. Because Pete had been very popular on The Late Show singing Aerosmith's Dude Looks Like a Lady.
Yeah.
And what we did is we took the guys, the Working Dog guys, were starting to make a show called Frontline. Mm. But it hadn't come out yet and nobody knew what it was. So they thought, we'll go along as our characters from Frontline, use our tickets... And then we can film scenes at the Logies and we'll really be at the Logies.
Yeah, Rob had the wig on and nobody knew what it was all about. No, nobody knew a thing.
He had the Mike Wall wig on and everyone's just going, Rob, she just started wearing an enormous Ray Martin wig in public.
And that formed an episode later up the track.
That's right.
Yeah.
But of course, somehow we did manage to win
twice
the Comedy Awards. And so Peter had to go up and have a listen. Here's the clip. It's Dude Looks Like a Lady.
It is.
By the Pops Orchestra. Oh, here we go.
Dude looks like a Logie. See, I've never in 30 years had the opportunity to hold one of those and just never realised about the weight. Everything I get to hold on television's made of copper. Thanks to everybody who voted for The Late Show. You may wonder why I'm here, and well, you may wonder. It's just quite an amazing situation, really. To be on one network and spilling across to another. But I guess probably filling in 5,000 entry forms for the boys had something to do with it.
There you go.
I guess that's the thing.
Beautiful work,
Pete. That was
great. And we got in so much trouble for that.
Why?
Because the Logie organisers were, and Pete Smith's all well and good, but they want to see the stars of the show, and you should have been up there, and you will never be nominated or win anything again.
Did they do that, did they?
They said that to
us.
You
know, I'm looking out. I don't know how I could deliver those lines, because I'm looking out and seeing David Leckie, who was in charge of the networks, going... they couldn't get it, could they? They didn't get it.
It was baffling, Dada-esque television.
Absolutely. I think their main problem with it was actually funny. I think that was their real problem with it.
The big punchline was they went, you'll never be nominated again. And then I think it was the very next year, Frontline won. the stuff we'd actually filmed there actually ended up, I wasn't involved in, but it won the...
Logie
comedy program.
The Americans call it the perfect squelch.
There you go.
When it comes back to bite you on the bum.
Squelch, that's a good word to hear from your mouth, Pete.
Thank you.
We want people to call in with great Logie moments they've enjoyed over the year. It could
great.
Be something from last night if you want. But I'm just trying to think. I mentioned my favourite, which was Mickey Rooney.
Oh, yes.
As opposed to Ricky Mooney.
Yeah.
Thanking
it was
his
terrible.
Rubbish. Thanking his very good friend Bert Winston.
Yes.
In his salute to to Bert Newton. Oh. Any that stand out for you, Ed?
Oh, look, it's Joan Rivers for me.
From last night?
Yeah, and now, from now until forever.
There was some good bits last night, I have to say.
I really like Chaz from The Chaser in the background of every shot. Good on him.
I like that.
Yes, I couldn't get that. A lot of people wouldn't have understood, you know, because, I mean, The Chaser, as good as it is, you know, it doesn't have the capacity audience maybe of a commercial station, with all due regard.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you're seeing this guy there all the time.
Oh, look, there'll be a payoff this Friday night, you know, I'm sure.
He may be banned forever. They may never get an award again.
Oh, I'm sure he'll never recover from that.
I remember Vic Morrow with the Logies. But the first Logies, I think it was about 59, and it was on the Fairstar, an Italian liner.
The fun ship?
At Station Pier, yes.
They should still have it.
That's it. And, that's where the first Logies was held down. That was a big deal, you know, an outside broadcast. I mean, they only had about three cameras between all the networks. And, I think Vic Morrow was a guest on that show.
And I think Bert Newton got a Lifetime Achievement Award. I think he may have. Sorry, couldn't resist. Is there a standout moment for you, Pete, over the years?
I reckon probably the Mod Squad guy.
Oh, Michael Cole.
Michael Cole was in the toilet.
Yeah.
And
remained there.
No, he was rushed back out and, got such a fright that he forgot to put his, you know, male member back in.
Fantastic.
No, it wasn't that bad, but he did say... an abbreviated form of the word manure.
He used some Sam Newman language,
and
as we say.
Yeah, and so that... but in those days, you know, that wasn't, not allowed.
Now it's a de rigueur.
Yes, it was.
There was a couple of other... I thought Bert singing that song with Graham Kennedy.
Oh, I thought that was sensational.
It was good.
I loved that. I mean, that's live, and, to do that is... You know, that was a magic moment for me.
And what happened? Beck came out and... did she win the Best Breasts Award, is that what she won?
She's
Australia's favourite couple.
She said with nappy wash, that's for sure.
And she came out and her baby was in the same dress as her.
Is that a good move?
Come on.
Our producer Nikki has got a baby exactly the same age as the Hewitt child. Would you do that? Would you send her out to the Logies, Nikki?
I don't think so. I thought perhaps it was a bit late and the lights would have been a bit bright.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's nice. Not a great Logie moment.
Let's have a chat.
All right. We want you to call us up with anything that over the years has just struck you as a classic moment. I'm trying to think. There have been so many. I remember Dave Allen came out and just dropped the magic word and was clearly under the weather.
That's great.
Anything you want, give us a call here at Talkback Mountain, 133353. It's Pete Murray, opportunity here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Ed's on board.
Hey.
Pete Smith is here.
Present and correct.
Lending a bit of much-needed professionalism to proceedings as we do a bit of Talkback Mountain. Great moments from the Logies.
Yes.
Well, there was a couple last night, mostly involving swearing.
Joan.
I think Ed's in love with Joan Rivers.
Can't get enough.
Her face slightly frightens me, I have to say.
So what? So does Wilkinson's.
Yeah,
you know?
She makes a lot of jokes about it, though. Her support act describe her as a Siamese cat in a wind tunnel.
But Richard is very tall, isn't he? You know, very tall guy. I mean, television brings everybody down to the same level, except when you see Richard with Joan Rivers.
I think that's one of his main skills, is being tall. and it's been working for him for a number of years. Oh. We've got people on the line.
Let's have a chat.
Chris, are you there, Chris?
Yes, I am, Tony. How are you going?
Not bad. Say hello to Pete Smith.
Hello, Pete. How are you doing?
Morning, Chris.
Don't forget Ed.
Oh, hello, Ed. How are you doing as well?
Don't not want to do it, Chris. You know, don't put you out.
I'm sorry.
That's enough of that. What's your moment, dude?
My favourite moment was last year's Neighbours musical number.
Oh, God. Is that on DVD yet?
I can only hope.
And for those who didn't see it, just describe what happened.
Yeah,
well, I think basically they got the entire cast, although a couple of them refused to sort of do it a bit Jan Brady style. And they all dressed up in white, as I recall, and came out. There was Izzy hanging from the ceiling, Stingray doing cartwheels. Dr. Carl, at one point, I recall, got his stethoscope and put it up to a lawnmower for some reason.
Wow. What was the song?
Yeah.
It was 20 Years on Neighbours. Yeah.
Have we got that one, Richard? We've got a new bloke panelling our show today.
Does Nickelback do a version? We'll have it.
Richard Marsland. This will be a test. See if we can get the Neighbours musical happening by the end of the show.
Thanks, Chris. That was great.
That's a beauty. John, are you there?
Yes, I am.
John, what's your great Logies moment?
A couple of years ago. Can't remember which year it was. There was the big introduction. And big song and dance, and Sophie Monk was singing on stage, and her boob popped out.
Oh, okay. And can I ask, John, how many times have you played that back?
Not just that one time.
That was her biggest hit single, I guess.
And were you watching last night, can I ask, John?
Yeah, I was. Just got a little bit bored with it.
Yeah, nothing popped out.
Yeah.
Wasn't good enough for you.
Yeah.
What did you think of Joan Rivers?
The one bit that I actually missed, I think.
Oh, John. Oh,
yeah, in between putting a baby to bed.
No. Okay, yes, probably just as well.
Fair enough.
Yes. If only the Hewitts could have followed that.
Thanks, John.
Very nice. I think Genevieve is on the line. Are you there, Genevieve?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Not bad. Are you still infected with Logie fever?
Oh, terribly.
And what's your great moment?
My favourite moment was a few years ago when Rhonda Birchmore was doing a big dance number.
Yes.
And she slipped and fell on her butt.
Ah! It was a crowd pleaser.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Were you there on that night, Pete?
I was. I remember the moment. Yep.
Did you laugh, Pete?
It's a moment. No, not really. It's a moment everybody fears. Well, I mean, Bert had a mishap, yes. As you know. Bert had a mishap after the show.
That was not on air.
No, and I know the stairs. I said to my wife, gee, you know, it's only three or four stairs, but because you only need one. Yes. Trip down, don't
yes.
you?
Yes, right.
But, yeah, not nice.
And you were not there on the night?
No, and the cameras weren't there, luckily, and but he's okay.
Someone that's behind true. The grassy knoll. We'll find out who is responsible. Thank you, Genevieve.
Thanks, Genevieve.
Nice moment. Who have we got to boot this home in?
Ian, are you there, mate?
Yes, guys, I am.
Hey, how you doing?
Super good.
Great. What's your Logie's moment?
I got to admit, I got a little teary at the at the play school.
Last night. Yes.
Oh, it was a cracker.
So how many people have done that show? Yes.
It's awesome. Well, especially when they had the original, some of the originals up there, Benita and, you know, Don and Alistair Smart and all that. So this is stuff that I grew up with.
And they had
and especially the sing-along, I thought, especially, you know, the enthusiasm that some of those Home and Away kids, you know, because, you know, they're probably still watchers of the show.
Jemima.
Still taking acting tips from Jemima, Ted, I think.
Does anyone remember Hamble?
Who was Hannibal?
Hamble was one of the dolls. She's bit the dust somewhere in the annals of history.
Oh.
Hey, guys, can I just ask one thing of Pete?
Yes.
Sure.
Pete, love your work, by the way.
Thank you.
Listen, can you just say, sale of the century is only you could do it?
This sounds like a put-up job. And
it's not. Listen, there's no one can say it like you.
Well, it normally is done with a bit of echo. And, you know, it's...
okay. Not up to scratch in the studio here.
No,
not on spec.
Not at all. Here we go. Sale of the century.
Legend.
Beautiful.
Thanks for the call, Ian.
Cheers.
Thank you, E. Cheers. There's a lot going on in that call there.
Yeah.
I don't remember Hamble.
No, neither do I.
I'm seeing a little woolen Hannibal Lecter-style puppet being pushed out on a trolley to frighten the kiddies, but obviously was voted out of the house.
Spit the dust in 57.
Pete, do you get stopped in the street with that? You get people saying, give us a bit of sale of the century.
I still get that, yes, and I don't want that really to be my, you know, my tombstone. I don't want that, thanks.
No.
I mean, it's nice to do, but that show's been off the air for 6 years.
Sorry to go down this ghoulish path, but,
ahead.
On your tombstone, you should just have Pete Smith speaking at the very bottom.
Well, yeah.
That would look great.
Yeah, there's a lot of things, you know, there's a television museum not far out of town, and you know, a lot of the people I worked with on IMT with Graham are stuffed in glass cases down there, and there's a few empty cases. It's not a nice feeling to visit down there, you know.
I occasionally pop down and slip a sandwich to Jimmy Hannon just through the bars. All right, we're not finished yet. Thanks to everyone who called in, and we'll be back with more in a moment.
Get this.
It's the noise, it's the dirt, the bird feces is everywhere. It attracts rats.
For Census 1234 on Triple M.
Oh, look, that tells us that we've talked too much, as per bloody usual on Get This.
Old Father Time.
Yes, Pete Smith has. It's been fun hearing those intonations, proper pronounced. Just give us, what is the day of the week that follows Tuesday, Pete?
Wednesday.
There you go. There are three syllables in Wednesday.
Beautiful.
Take note, big brother.
Yes.
Evictees.
And it's Australia.
It is indeed. Thanks to everyone who took part in the show today. Pete, do you have anything to plug? Will you be, you know, appearing anywhere this week?
No, I have a single coming out later, but I can't show you now.
Okay. All right,
it's way down too low for this show.
Nothing is too low for this program, as I think we've discovered. You know, I've just got one word to say.
Jubal.
And we will be back tomorrow with Jane Allsop. And it's all thanks to Census 1234.
Now it's all out and you know.